Okay, welcome back. It's Friday, the end of another week, and the weekend, it goes fast, and it will continue to go fast as we watch the world unravel as it heads off into an entirely different direction. A direction, however, quite well planned and thought out of, seemingly nothingness, but thought out of an enormous universe of greed that goes back on this planet a long way. It's Harry Cooper night, and we get to talk to Harry about all kinds of things. We have some pictures up on the site for you to look at as well. But something happened in the Senate yesterday, and Charlotte Isherbeat asked if she could come on to tell all of you about what your government has just done to you and your children, and by extension, your grandchildren, if any of us are around to have grandchildren. And first, let's say hi to Harry. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Good evening. I'm doing great.
Yeah, glad to hear it. Okay, Charlotte, say hello to Harry. Charlotte Isherbeat.
Yeah. Hey, Harry. Hello.
Hi, Charlotte. I've heard a lot about you.
Jeff has told me a lot about you, and I want to thank you profusely for giving me this 15 minutes. It's very important, and I'm sorry to... There's nothing worse than somebody said to me tonight that I had to give up half of my time or whatever. I would not be happy. So I want to thank you profusely, Harry, and let's stay in touch.
Fine. Our email is posted quite frequently, so drop me an email. Go ahead. You got the mic.
Yeah, now, we need to get a better sound, Charlotte. Your phone connection is not good.
Huh, not good, huh?
No, talk right into the mouthpiece, and let's see if it gets better.
I am doing that. Let me see. Wait a minute. Oh, I have it upside down.
See, this was I knew this was going to be a comedy.
Oh, well, let's start out.
Now, that's a Laurel and Hardy routine.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
right.
Exactly what I was thinking, yeah.
I said, look, let's start out laughing, because by the time I finish with this, everybody's going to be crying.
Okay. All right. Okay. What did the Senate do to us?
All right. Well,
how did it happen?
This. I hope you let me read this because there's a lot of stuff in it. Okay. All right. Now, what happened is this. All information that I'm going to give you out right now is at ABCs of Dumb Down. That's a blog spot I have. Jeff hates that name, so I hope they'll understand. Just type it ABCs of Dumb Down. You'll get it. Okay. And at Rents.com, scroll to the two latest articles, America's Tragedy and Death of Local Control. So, now, S-1177, the Every Child Achieves Act, received 81 yes votes, 17 no votes, and 2 not voting. I'm going to give you just the senators quickly. The following senators who voted no, I'm not giving the yes ones, too many, huh?
Sure.
Are Blunt, Missouri, Booker, New Jersey, Crapo, Idaho, Cruz, Texas, Daines, Montana, Flake, Arizona, Lee, Utah, Moron, Kansas, Murphy, Connecticut, Paul, Kentucky, Reese, Idaho, Rubio, Florida, Sassy, Nebraska, Scott, South Carolina, Shelby, Alabama, Vitter, Louisiana, Warren, Massachusetts, not voting where Graham, South Carolina, and Nelson, Florida. Okay. We should also... I thank those people, even though some of them are Democrats who voted for the wrong reason, but at least they helped. They were trying to kill it. We should also thank the thousands of grassroots Americans who did everything possible to get a no vote on both Representative Klein's H.R. 5 and Senator Alexander's S-1177 legislation. We almost killed H.R. 5. We lost by 5 votes.
That's very, very narrow, and it's, frankly, it's suspiciously narrow, isn't it?
Yep. It tells a big story because the fact we were that close and then we lost by so much in the Senate has to tell us something. Now, I personally, for the grassroots, want to thank Jeff Rentz for allowing the grassroots, No Way, ESEA, that was his little message, to get out. Without Jeff, we would never have come so close to defeating H.R. 5. H.R. 5 and S-1177 are not education bills. I'm going to repeat that. They are not education bills. They are communist, limited learning for lifelong labor bills, which originated in Carnegie Corporation, 1934, in the United Nations UNESCO, United Nations Educational, Scientific, Cultural Organization, and of utmost importance, the Office of Economic Cooperation and Development, Paris, France. They are part of UN Agenda 21. The Global Workforce Training Agenda was resurrected during the Reagan and Bush administrations, later supported by Clinton and Bush Jr., and now Obama. Workforce training is a major part of the World Government UN Agenda 21 plan. As C.S. Lewis said, and we have to remember this, I could go on for hours on this. When training beats education, civilization dies. That's what we're looking at. Okay, that's this bill. The goal is to use the world's children to spin off profits for the global elite. This international workforce training agenda is for all children on this planet. Homeschooled children are targeted in the original New American School Development Corporation documents related to charter schools.
Mm-hmm.
This agenda is supported by the National and International Chambers of Commerce, the Council on Foreign Relations, the multinational corporations, both political parties at the top, the leadership of teachers' unions, not teachers, and neoconservative organizations. The Archbishop of Omaha, Nebraska, George J. Bishop, Chairman of the Committee on Catholic Education, in an address to the House of Representatives and in a letter dated February 23, 2015, recommended passage of H.R. 5, the Student Success Act. Many other religious groups and Protestant church groups have expressed support for these bills. The National Alliance of Business, very important group, in the mid-90s, called for kindergarten to age 80, workforce training, and community service. That should really scare you folks. It should. Now, that wasn't in the bill, but I'm just telling you who the people are who support this stuff, what was in the bill. S-1177 includes, aside from workforce training, a heavy emphasis on communist core Marxist curriculum and testing. The traditional academic curriculum has been reduced to 10% of what it originally was. I'm quoting from
10%.
Yeah, now I'm quoting here from Eugene, Oregon school back in the 90s that mm-hmm. used the Robert Mueller Common Core curriculum. He was former Undersecretary of UN. And I have that curriculum. I personally believe that the communist core is Robert Mueller's curriculum. And that curriculum, I have that curriculum, states right in there that it is 90% of the traditional academic requirements are knocked out. It's only 10% now. And that's why people, you know, going up against communist core, they are upset, and they have every reason to be. But that's very important. I do believe it may be, and I'd be very interested in anybody sending me additional information on Robert Mueller's Common Core curriculum. Okay? Now, that's a New Age curriculum, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So S-1177 includes provision of all community services lifelong.
Okay, stop. The bill that was just defeated
yep.
has lifelong community service provisions?
Yes, it's in there because a lot of the states already have it and have been funding it. See?
Okay.
It's in there. They discuss it. So anybody who doesn't have the history of education would not be able to locate these things. So especially mental health services. That's brainwashing for correct political values. Birth through death, this is. It starts at birth, and this whole system will go through until you die. And people could go at AmericanDeception.com, and there's a marvelous study done by Anita Hoag called Womb to Tomb, and she did that in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a real expert, and already they were planning this stuff. So Womb to Tomb, it's called. American Deception, Anita Hoag. Okay. It includes Soviet-style early childhood education. I've done all the research on that. That's Senator Patty Murray's baby, under the unelected school superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they say that they don't point this out. It's going to be an unelected school superintendent or anything, but the New Orleans, Denver, Chicago, this unelected council, lifelong school community, hub of the community operation is going in all over the country. This is known as Hillary Clinton's It Takes a Village to Raise a Child philosophy. If you want to really understand it, I always tell people to go Google Georgia Visions. Georgia Visions. You'll find out what I'm talking about.
Georgia Visions.
Visions. Okay. Now, S1177 includes extensive privacy invading data collection related to communist core assessment, mental health remediation. This data will be used for employment and other purposes. The unelected council form of government, regional communism, is a requirement. The call for tax-funded school choice and charters with unelected boards is found throughout Senate Bill 1177 and H.R. 5.
And this is what they passed, ladies and gentlemen.
Yesterday.
This is what will be signed into law by the Marxist in chief in the White House.
Exactly.
I hope you're listening carefully.
Yes, exactly. Now, tax-funded school choice and charters without elected school boards are necessary. This is a neoconservative agenda. They keep calling for this. Tax-funded school choice and charters without elected boards are necessary for the workforce plan to be implemented. Tax-funded school choice and charters are also international and are found all over the world. The call is also being made in other prominent circles, Mark Tucker of Carnegie, to move education funding from the local property tax to the state level to be administered by unelected council and to get rid of locally elected school boards. Recommendation to move all decision making in regard to your child's education to the state level.
Uh-huh.
Now, state education control is more dangerous now than federal control. H.R. 5 and S1177 are both about giving power to the state departments of education, unelected workforce training boards, and commissions. This makes much sense if education is no longer education, but is workforce training, which has to be managed from the state level with cooperation of corporations and unelected councils. The neoconservative organizations that withheld their opposition to H.R. 5 and S1177 until the very last minute when they felt the bills might be killed. They're coming on board at the last minute with simply to take credit for killing them. They actually support these bills, see?
Uh-huh.
That's
uh-huh.
why they didn't help us, Jeff. They came on board at the last minute
mm-hmm.
so they could take credit. We almost killed H.R. 5 by five votes, right? I understand the same neoconservative organizations that did not oppose H.R. 5 and S1177 until the very last minute are planning a campaign to abolish the U.S. Department of Education. Now, everybody's going to say, oh, what's Charlotte talking about? Is she upset about that? Hasn't she always recommended that? Yes, I have, until now.
Really?
Why now, when the Federal Department of Education, after 35 years, has
uh-huh.
accomplished its job of funding and controlling all the state departments of education?
Mm-hmm.
Where were these groups in the early 80s when Reagan was supposed to abolish the department? Why now, when most power has been shifted to the states? Do not respond. Let me tell you, up to 80% of operating costs were funded to the state departments of ed from my old office. 80% of their operating costs.
Hmm?
Okay. Do not respond to their slick pleas for donations to bring down the U.S. Department of Education. Here is a partial list of neocon groups. Heritage, Eagle Forum, Heartland, Freedom Works, American Principles, Women on the Wall, Pioneer et al. Many of them are funded by the Koch brothers. These are Trotskyite organizations. Trotsky was a communist, not a conservative. Americans, I'm being hardball tonight. I don't know what's going to happen to me, Jeff. Maybe I won't wake up in the morning.
I want people to listen to this on a rerun slowly again and again.
This is
very
hardball.
Important.
Americans must cease their affiliation with and financial support for the neoconservative organizations that support tax-funded school choice and charter schools with unelected boards and the school-to-work agenda that is the international agenda that was laid out by Carnegie in 1934. Concerned Americans must work as individuals, not in a group that can be infiltrated. Stop it. Stop joining with these people, because their agenda is not yours. That does not mean you cannot have a very loose-knit organization that cannot be identified. Please contact me for help on this score. I can put you in touch with a marvelous outfit that has done very well on this. Concerned Americans should focus instead on getting legislation passed. This is your to-do, people out there, listeners. You should focus instead on getting legislation passed in your states to abolish their state departments of education, which have been financially and politically enabled since 1965 by the U.S. Department of Education, my old office. They take their orders from the Carnegie Corporation, the National Governors Association, this is the State Department's bet I'm talking about, the Education Commission of the States, and many other lesser-known associations. Local control is not state control. Senate hearings on S-1177 included multiple comments from senators to the effect, power must be returned to the state level. We have to get rid of the federal level. Return to the state level. State level, folks, is not local level. Keep it that way. Local. Get legislation passed in your states to abolish your state department of education. Boy, that'll really kill the monster. Because the State Department of Ed is nothing more than a clone. Highly funded, mm-hmm. professionally developed clone in every area of what I've talked about tonight. Created by my old office in the U.S. Department of Ed and other offices there. Believe me. They are perfectly capable, far more so than the callest Federal Department of Ed right now. Everything has already been moved to the local, to the state level. That's where the control lies. Now, keep education at the local level with elected boards and funding through your property tax. The plan is to move funding from the local level, which is determined by an elected board and you taxpayers, from the property tax that you vote on,
mm-hmm.
you vote on the budget, to the state level, to be controlled by an unelected council, of course, working with the corporations, right?
Well, it'll be working with the feds. It'll all be dished out from D.C.
Absolutely. Well, maybe not so much. It's going to be mostly working. It makes sense. See,
they're
going to
work
going
in
to be,
lockstep. I don't care what state it is. They're all working on the same agenda.
Oh, they will be, but the don't forget the corporations. See, in each state, the different industries
sure.
and all.
Yeah,
it
the
makes
strengths.
Sense.
I got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It makes sense that the state departments of ed are going to be in bed with the corporations. They've already set up the systems. We have it unbelievable in Maine. Our governor in 1989 went to Denmark with the vocational ed guy
mm-hmm.
and came back on the plane and it said in an Ed Week article or something, he wrote down the whole Danish plan on cocktail napkins. That was our governor, McKernan.
Wow.
That's how far back it goes. Look, the system is in, hard to see because none of us get involved. Now your guest has got to go on. I apologize. I've gone over time.
You go ahead and take take another 2 minutes, Charlotte.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Not a problem with me, Charlotte. Go ahead.
Well, really?
Now, basically, just to summarize this up, they want to demolish the local school boards. They're going to pull it up to the state level.
Good. You do that.
Yeah. End of choice, ladies and gentlemen. End of local influence. End of local
involvement.
End of
real choice. End
of
choice.
Totally. It's gone.
Real, yeah, but
your children will be put in a machine designed to create drooling, consuming, job-filling
love it.
Zombies.
Yes. All
okay.
over the world.
That's
the
right.
World.
This is a horrific bill the Senate just passed. 80
yeah.
votes yes, or 79?
Yeah, whatever, 79 yes.
Let's call it 80-20.
Right.
No excuse for these people. This is the most treasonous, traitorous thing that could be done yeah. to an alleged democracy and a free republic that I can imagine. Your children and your children's children are going to be dog meat.
Yep, dog meat, absolutely. Yeah, you know, that's so true. And what I want to say here is that what we did on H.R. 5, this is terribly important, grassroots out there who killed it, right, the help of Jeff and all of us, huh? Look, we were 5 votes short, and I still don't believe it was really valid, huh, that
uh-huh.
vote. But we were 5 votes short in the House of Representatives. And then what the heck happened in the Senate? Alexander was terrified when Klein's vote was that close. And there must have been some real twisting of arms and greasing of palms. That almost rhymes.
Oh, I'd say, I'd say threats in other cases.
You know it. I truly believe that because the grassroots have responded to us like mad.
Did you?
You're allowing me on like mad. They have called and called and called and called. And I know that the Senate got thousands of phone calls. Vote no. They paid no attention to us whatsoever. They did not allow any parents or education researchers to testify at the hearings. It was only groups, you know, these groups, these
sure.
terrible groups that are always in favor of what they want.
Yep.
And the parent who is the one who has the children that are going to be affected forever and ever wasn't even included in any conversation in regarding to these bills. Now, that's enough. I could almost just come on your show and say, that is, as far as I'm concerned, that's criminal.
I would agree.
There was no parent input. Parent input.
No, none.
Except the PTA. See? It's only
there you go.
The control groups. That's why I say, don't join a group. Don't join a group. Be loose. You know, talk to your friends on the phone or whatever you want to do. Get organized. Kill your State Department's event. That's the only way out of this thing. And do not let any entity, no matter what, suggest doing away with local school boards or your right to determine how your tax money is spent at the local level. This is taxation without representation.
No, it's worse.
So didn't we just have the 4th of July over that?
Mm-hmm. Somebody said so. Charlotte, thank you for the summary. But more than that, all the work, it's endless. And I don't
think... Yeah, it is.
It's not... If this thing gets signed into law, that will be, I'm sorry to say, the effective end of education as we like to think of it in this country.
And I think it may well be the end of America, too, because taking
our elected
officials away.
We have to extrapolate from that and say, where do we go without education?
Yeah.
We have Trotsky at communist education.
Right.
We have a nation of slaves.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you. I know I'll be talking to you in the future. I'm not going to die tonight, or nobody's going to kill me in the morning, I hope. But, you know, I want to, you know, heaven knows, I might just pass away and not be able to thank you profusely. And
no,
your guest.
You don't need to. You're more than thanked on this end, and America thanks you, the real part of it that still exists.
Well, there are a lot of wonderful people out there. Thank you, grassroots, for what you did. You did a great job. You really did win.
In a way, agreed. Thank you, Charlotte. Yeah. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye, Charlotte.